to not muzzle an animal at the time of its work, to not prevent an animal from eating that which it is working on at the time of its work. For example, when it threshes grain or carries straw from place to place on its back, as we do not have permission to prevent it from eating from it. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 144, Benjamin Franklin and the Torah. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
Whatever approach Benjamin Franklin ultimately took to faith, there is no question that he well understood the impact the Bible had on the American populace, and he was well-versed in that text itself. Thus, as I have mentioned many times, Franklin's suggestion for the seal of the United States, put forward as part of a committee formed on July 4, 1776, was an image of Moses and Pharaoh at the splitting of the sea, with the motto rebellion to tyrants, obedience to God. But his knowledge of the Bible extended to more technical laws as well, and he was willing to make use of this knowledge in advancing a polemical point. Thus, in one early essay, he makes mention of what is our mitzvah for the day. Thus, we have an essay composed sometime before the founding of the United States in response to rules in England regarding the export of grain, rules of which Franklin did not approve. This was, I believe, an essay written under a pseudonym, like so much else that he composed. Here is the text Franklin wrote under the title To the Public. Quote, I am one of that class of people that feeds you all and at present is abused by you all. In short, I am a farmer. By our newspapers, we are told that God had sent a very short harvest to some other countries of Europe. I thought this might be in favor of old England, and that now we should get a good price for our grain, which would bring millions among us and make us flow in money. That, to be sure, is scarce enough. But the wisdom of government forbade the exportation. Well, says I, then we must be content with the market price at home. No, say my lords, the mob, you shan't have that. Bring your corn to market if you dare. We'll sell it for you for less money, or take it for nothing. So Franklin writes, putting his voice into, as it were, the mouth of the farmer. A farmer who, as Franklin describes, cannot export his grain to the continent, but also has to deal with a market price which is lower than what is actually deserved. Franklin thus continues, being thus attacked by both ends of the Constitution, the head and tail of government, what am I to do? And then Franklin adds, a bit later, are we farmers the only people to begrudge the profits of our honest labor? And then, after several sentences, writing of someone with whom he is engaging in argument, Franklin adds the following. Has he not read the precept in the good book, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn, or does he think us less worthy of good living than our oxen? Here Franklin is referring to a verse in Deuteronomy, chapter 25, the verse that is our mitzvah for the day. Lo tachsom shor bidisho, not to muzzle an ox when it is engaged in the act of threshing. As understood by the rabbis, one must allow one's animal to engage in eating while it is doing certain forms of work. Franklin, taking that law, is essentially arguing that everyone embraces the biblical rule not to cause pain to animals while they work, but is not willing to apply that kindness to human beings. The farmer, he is insisting, does work, and yet he is, as it were, not able to eat because of the way the law has been arrayed against those that farm. Thus does Franklin take a verse which is ostensibly about kindness to animals and apply it to an argument regarding kindness and consideration for human beings. Interestingly, in the medieval book of the mitzvot, Sefer HaChinuch, the explanation for the verse is, to some extent, akin to Franklin's polemical application. The point of the mitzvah, Sefer HaChinuch tells us, is to encourage the virtue of kindness. And kindness is, of course, essential not only to animals, but indeed first and foremost to human beings. These are the words of the work, and this is the translation of Sefaria. To not muzzle an animal at the time of its work. To not prevent an animal from eating that which it is working on at the time of its work. For example, when it threshes grain or carries straw from place to place on its back, as we do not have permission to prevent it from eating from it. And about this is it stated, Deuteronomy 25:4, you shall not muzzle an ox in its threshing. It is from the roots of the commandment that it is to teach ourselves that our souls be a good soul, that chooses what is right and clings to it and pursues kindness and mercy. And in our accustoming it to this, even with animals that were only created to serve us, to be concerned for them, to distribute to them a portion of the toil of their flesh, the soul will take for itself the way of this habit, to do good to people and to guard them from taking access away from them for anything that is appropriate for them, and to repay their reward according to all the good that they do and to satiate them with that upon which they toiled. End quote. This, strikingly, is exactly what Franklin was arguing. The prohibition against muzzling an ox while it works is meant to encourage kindness and to think about, first and foremost, empathy for human beings that toil. Fascinatingly, this was not the last time that Benjamin Franklin would make mention of this verse. If we fast forward to the 1780s, when Franklin was in France, acting as minister and representative of the nascent nation that was born in Philadelphia on July 4th, he seems to have received word that his salary would be paid directly and overseen directly by Robert Morris. Franklin wrote to Morris to inform him that he had already taken an advance on a bit of his salary. These are Franklin's words. Quote, "I observe what you mention of the order that the minister's salary are to be hereafter paid in America. I hereby empower and desire you to receive and remit mine. I do not doubt your doing it regularly and timely. For a minister without money, I perceive, makes a ridiculous figure here, though secure from arrests. I have taken a quarter's advance of salary from the 4th of last month, supposing it not intended to muzzle immediately the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. With great esteem I am, etc., B. Franklin." This is amusing, and it is incredibly interesting to see how biblical verse is utilized, whether in a joke or in polemic, for an audience that is knowledgeable of Scripture. We, in turn, seek wisdom from Scripture in learning the virtues that we are supposed to reflect. This is Mayor Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.